from the kind of historical discrimination suffered by women, gays, and people of color. In other words, whites have always, and still do, dominate the nation, economically and politically. So to proclaim one's white identity is to celebrate a supremacist status. Although the issue failed to draw significant attention until Trump was elected, the population of white identifiers has remained relatively stable for the past 9 years, based on American National Election Studies data and other sources analyzed by Giardina. She says there is insufficient national data on the issue before that time. Two major events, however, combined to stoke their sense of lost power: the election of the first black president in 2008, followed by the heavily publicized results of the 2010 census, which found America at a demographic tipping point. About half of all U.S. births were minorities, analysts said, putting the country on track to become majority-minority by 2040. While some experts disagreed with the prediction, arguing that the census counted some mixed-race people as non-white who may see themselves as white, the narrative was fodder for conservative media, in particular Fox News, which repeatedly seared it into the public imagination. "Census shows white babies now the minority," a website headline read. "Google searches for white privilege and white genocide began rising in 2012 and are now at unprecedented heights," according to Eric Kaufman, professor of politics at Birkbeck College, University of London, who recently published White Shift: Populism, Immigration, and the Future of White Majorities. In addition to the perceived threat of a growing minority population, whites without a college education faced a very real problem: death. Those with no more than a high school diploma were dying off at rates 30% higher than African Americans, many to deaths of despair, as Princeton professors Ann Case and Angus Deaton, a Nobel Prize-winning economist, put it in 2015, attributable to drugs, alcohol, and suicide. Underlining the mortality rates was economic ruin. Over the last 30 years, wages have stagnated, and the manufacturing sector that fueled the Midwest has been gutted. About a quarter of Americans worked in manufacturing jobs in 1980. As of 2016, just 8.5% did. If those jobs have been replaced, it is with low-wage service work. Meanwhile, two-thirds of the country is without the best ticket out of that economy: a college degree.